Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is finding our inner strength. Yes, inner strength. How do we find it?
Well, I hear strength in your voice. Good morning, Chas. I hear some conviction in your voice. I'm going to find that strength. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, sometimes life just challenges us to keep pulling more strength out of ourselves. I know for myself, these past 4 years, feels like on a daily basis, I have to pull more out of me. When I think I have no more, I do.
That's the crazy part, right?
Yep. We do have it. We do have it. It may surprise us when we pull more out, but it's there. It's when we don't challenge ourselves, you know, when we give in to the fear, when we give in to whatever it is and we don't pull out our strength, then we do become weaker. We do. And we're all going to be challenged to find our strengths, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it's those situations that really make no sense that you would find strength in them, but then you do. I woke up today feeling a little stronger after yesterday's shenanigans. I will call them. I'm not going to go into detail, but just, you know, speaking up about something and realizing, wow, this other person is not going to speak up about this. Like, and I am, like, you know, it's those moments for me, because I've always positioned myself as the weak person. I've always positioned myself that way. And so when I'm the one there, then speaking up with that person, and I'm the one being the strong one, it's like, what the heck? Like, I don't know. It's kind of a reality check for me. And I leave and it's like, wait a minute. Like, there is strength there.
Yeah. And it's moments like that that you can really see it, right?
Yeah.
The situation. You've done a lot of work.
I have. The situations do not always feel good, though, but those are the ones where I find the most strength.
Yeah.
My job is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cannoli. It challenged me deeply when I first started it, and it still is to this day, but it challenged me deeply when I first started. I mean, I was on the phone crying to you every day that I just could not do this. I just could not. There was no way. And I had us both convinced that it was over. It was over. This is not the job for me. There is no way I can do this. And then I did.
Yes, you have. You've done it. And you're, looks like now you are the oldest person there. You've been there the longest. The other two people are, well, one is
left and one is considering potentially leaving. Yeah.
So you have stuck it out. Not that you want to be prideful about that, but, you know, you've learned to pace yourself. You've learned some tricks of the trade to help you and to pull, know you can pull more out of you and to turn them into gifts. You know, turn it into strength.
Yeah.
Turn it into opportunity rather than feel victimized and, oh my God, how am I going to do this every day? You know, not even go there.
That'll make your day heavy real fast if you're playing those thoughts.
Yes. Those self-defeating thoughts will pull you down to the rabbit hole.
That is a heavy feeling.
Yeah.
I know, because I've done it. Your day will be heavy really, really quickly. Yeah. So, and speaking up, you know, asking for help is a form of strength too.
Being vulnerable is a form of strength.
Big time.
You know, being authentic is a form of strength. Crying in public is a form of strength. Showing our true feelings. Anger is a, you know, healthy anger is a form of strength. Like, there's a lot of things that we may have judged, you know, that are really strengths.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. It's in there, right? We all have it, mm-hmm. right? It's not like one person has it and one doesn't.
No, we all have it. It's just whether we have it in us to pull it out. You know, we have to dig deep. And we have to have faith, because without faith, it's not going to matter. You have to have some faith in something, even if it's a mustard seed. You still have to have some faith to pull on. Otherwise, if you're just pulling on self-will, it's going to get you where it always got you, and probably not in a good place.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Got to find a deeper meaning, too. Deeper meaning to things.
Find a purpose in the pain.
Yeah.
When you can turn, you know, the pain into purpose, it definitely softens it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does.
Hmm.
So I think I'll be working on, strength today. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning thinking about things that I don't normally think about, but I also decided I'm going to have a conversation with somebody that I never thought that I would have. So, you know, good things come from challenging things.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yes.
Maybe just get to the point of, what do I have to lose?
Right.
What do I have to lose?
Well, and what do I have to gain?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have everything to gain and you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Really. Unless you give up.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't want to do that, right?
I think it has been easier to just position myself that way. Then you don't have to dig deeper for more of yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Takes work. Takes work to, to dig deeper.
Yeah. You know, I think about a lot of the hard years for me, you know, having, even in the past, having physical issues, then different type of physical issues, and also going through with my daughter's addiction at the same time. Her addiction kept me, you know, sick, physically, emotionally, spiritually sick. And how I responded kept me sick too, but because I definitely, you know, got in their way too much. But, you know, I always had to find purpose. I always had to find, like, there had to be some sort of meaning to all of this, all the pain that I was experiencing, and how I can turn that pain into purpose, right?
Yeah,
it's always been my thinking. But my thinking back then was purpose was I'm going to write books, I'm going to do greeting cards, all that stuff, which, you know, did all that. But I realize now I don't feel like that. Like, I don't really know what my purpose is. I think in some sort of twisted way, I almost invited pain in unconsciously, not consciously, but unconsciously, because it gave me purpose. And that thinking has definitely changed. I don't, it was kind of martyr thinking, if I look back. It's almost like I invited pain to give me purpose. It's crazy, but that's from as a child reading books like, you know, like Helen Keller and Anne Frank and things like that. Like, I wanted to be like them. I wanted to do something really meaningful with my life like they did, because they were my heroes. And they helped soothe my pain, because I was in so much pain and it made me feel less alone. So I wanted to do what they did. They were my role models. I wanted to grow up and do those things. But I don't feel that way today. Like, I don't want to invite more pain in so I have purpose. I can find purpose in my pain. Yes, I can, you know, to some degree. But I'm really not even looking for that anymore. It's just, you know, I don't even think about my day. Like, I just get up and I go through my day. I don't give thought to, what am I going to do today? I don't go to bed thinking, what am I going to do tomorrow? This has to be done. I need, no. I just let the day play out. And so I'm not necessarily looking for purpose in my day, but I'm trusting that, I will continue to be divinely led, and I don't have to know anything ahead of time. I just have to be in the moment. That's what I'm learning, is the future and the past don't exist, and what only thing exists is in the moment. And so if that's true, then I really can't plan my day, can I? What would be the point of that? Because, it's not here yet. So it's really helped me to stay in the day and not look for pain. I think I really did that. I think I really did that to myself. And that is a little girl who, you know, had her heroes. And and I wanted to be a hero too. Now, I could care less. I don't need to be anybody's hero. I'm going to always want to serve God. That's just in me. It's always been in me. It'll always be in me, I'm certain. But there's no, there's no band playing. There's no drum roll. It's just, it feels quite ordinary, actually. My life feels, on the outside, it just looks very ordinary. Some people might even think it's incredibly boring. I don't get bored. And actually, this life that I'm living now feels right for me. It doesn't feel boring. It feels right where I'm at. I'm not saying it won't shift and change into something else. It could tomorrow, today. But at this moment, it feels right for where I'm at. No drum roll. Just do my day. Let it unfold, right?
Yeah.
And yes, I have to pull strength out of myself every day. I just do. I do. Because it's not easy living with chronic pain and not letting it pull you down the rabbit hole. Because it can. You know, the mind can. The mind can focus on the pain, and that pulls you down the rabbit hole. So, yeah. But also, I'm not, you know, I think I also, this is really just being honest, is I think in the past that I hid my pain behind other people's pain. Like, I remember even as a young teenager, you know, hooking my friends up on dates, and like always trying to help somebody, fix somebody, take care of somebody. That was just been such a part of my identity for as long as I can remember. But I don't identify with that anymore. I don't really even see myself, if that makes sense. Let me go back to what I was saying about hiding behind other people's pain stories, as I hid my pain, because when I could focus on somebody else's pain, then it sort of soothed mine in some odd way. It was a way to self-soothe, I suppose. But I did it for many, many years, all my life, basically just about every job, every relationship, every friendship, everything, recovery. And I don't do that anymore. There's no need. I have no desire to hide behind anybody's story. I'm still very interested in people's stories. I have always been interested my whole life. But I'm not hiding, you know. I'm just open to hearing people's stories. It helps me connect with that person. But there's no, you know, hiding my pain behind somebody else's pain. That's codependency. I don't feel that anymore. I think that part of me is gone. You know?
Yeah.
That my motives are pure than they used to be. And I didn't knowingly do that. I unknowingly did that. Just like I did as a child. I hid behind the books. You know, it soothed me to feel not alone. It was soothing. So I guess I grew up to sort of do it in a different way. But that doesn't work anymore. So then I have to pull the strength, you know, pull strength from I just have to be here where I'm at in the moment with this pain.
He's pulled some monster strength. Like, I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
Oh, you know, in the beginning, seriously. I was going to the emergency room all the time. I was like, no. I got to go to the emergency room. I can't take this. I'm going to go crazy. Like, I really thought I was going to go literally nuts with this pain. And I thrashed and, you know.
As anybody would.
Yeah.
I mean, when I hurt myself, I always think of you because I don't handle physical pain well. And I always think of you because it's like, oh my gosh, like you have to pull so much from you to be able to just be where you are and in a positive space for the most part. I mean, you have been. Yeah. I know you thrashed in the beginning, but you're still out there helping people every day. Like you still show up 3 times a day for your group and yeah.
Yeah, no, I never stopped helping anybody, not a day.
Mm-mm.
Not a day, so, yeah.
So that takes a lot of strength to be able to separate yourself like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you go to the emergency rooms enough time, it's been 5 or 7 hours sitting there for nothing. Yeah. And then they do an x-ray, and then they send you home.
Yeah.
It's like, no one ever gave me any solutions to anything. It's for emergencies, and apparently I'm not in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I never would go in there and take, you know, let them give me drugs or anything like that. Like, I really went there hoping they could heal this pain somehow. Yeah. Somebody would magically figure out what is wrong, and no one ever did. And they really weren't looking very hard because, you know, they're looking for that emergency thing that they can figure out and fix and.
Yeah,
I'm just not a candidate for that. So I kind of have, I let go of that a while ago. Like, this is not a solution, Deb. Either is the urgent cares, either the doctors, either. I was supposed to get an injection this past week. And I said, no, I just don't want it right now. I just don't want it. I'm so sick of all of it. And I guess I'm surrendering it to God right at the moment.
Yeah.
Because there's been no part of me that's, except the scared part of me that says, do all these things, do mm-hmm. these injections, do this, do that. That's the scared part of me that's told me. There's been a very wise part of me that says, go ahead, but it's not likely to work. and then I'm like, well, we'll see. And then it doesn't work, and then I'm like, oh, damn.
It's so funny to see you go through that with yourself because you go through that with us. Like,
I know
you'll say something, and it's like, well, yeah, I know it's the truth, but you gotta
walk it out, right? That's why I don't have any attachments if you girls do it, don't do it, because yeah. I half the time don't do it.
Uh-huh.
It's just human nature that we gotta figure it out the way we gotta figure it out.
Yeah, for sometimes sure.
We gotta walk it out.
All these strength building exercises. That's what I call them. Strength building exercises.
Yes, and heart. A lot of heart work for you, Chaz.
Yeah, big time.
And it takes strength, too, to work on
your heart. Yeah, it does take strength to. Mm-hmm. It does.
It's
yeah,
the lessons right. are not always easy ones.
You're right.
Yeah. Especially like with your son and stuff. Just,
yeah.
You know, heart lessons are not always easy.
Yeah, it can be a little heart wrenching. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we all have this dream, you know, our kids are going to grow up and it's going to be perfect, and, you know, and or we have the story of, oh my God, they're going to get addicted to drugs,
uh-huh.
or they're going to fall in the wrong crowd. Like, we can go one way or the other.
Yeah.
Neither one of it's true unless it's actually happened. It's
just, yeah, you're right.
It's just a projection.
How would we know? We yeah. wouldn't.
We wouldn't, no.
Oh, gosh. Well, what's your word today?
Peace. I'm staying peace. With peace. Yes.
Well,
peace of God.
I like it. I'm going with strength today. I like strength days. So
yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna pull some strength.
Love it.
Yeah. Any last thoughts?
Nope. That's it today.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!